It is 86 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville's Metro Council passed the city's first set of regulations for data centers last night. The legislation limits where data centers can be built based on facility size and energy use, how much noise they can produce, and how often they can use fossil fuel generation. The council also passed a moratorium on all new data center permits until December 1st. Mayor Freddie O'Connell says this will give the council time to set up more rules.
This was a pretty thoughtful response. We have until December to look at if we're going to make any adjustments to the regulatory framework. And, you know, we have an executive order that has now got all departments sort of looking at this issue comprehensively.
The council also advanced legislation from O'Connell. The mayor aims to use eminent domain to buy the site where data center developer DC Blocks plans to build a facility, just a short distance away from the Nashville Zoo. DC Blocks bought more than 20 acres of property last week for $23 million. The new regulations passed last night probably will not apply to this project unless Nashville's Board of Zoning Appeals finds the initial permit to be deficient. Otherwise, to successfully intervene via eminent domain, the city will have to prove to a court that seizing the DC Blocks property is necessary. One mid-state county is delaying the start of the school year. On Monday, Sumner County Schools was alerted to a data breach of the district's computer network. Now, officials say they have revised the district calendar so that the problem can be handled before students report to campus. New student registration was originally slated to happen today. Now, it's postponed to August 4th and 5th. The first day of school in Sumner County is now August 10th. In the meantime, the district is working with federal law enforcement and has hired a third-party forensic specialist to investigate the data breach. The connection points of Nashville's interstates are frequently marked by traffic congestion and driver confusion. Now, the state's Department of Transportation is looking for ways to make it better. A study underway looks at both the downtown loop and the I-440 corridor, and TDOT is asking for public input through in-person meetings and an online survey. You can find the survey at buildwithus.tn.com. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.